This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, senators in Washington get to question Sylvia Burwell, President Obama's nominee to become the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. As is the Washington way, most senators will likely try to score political points during the questioning. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein checked in with non-politicians about what they would ask Burwell about the future of health care in America.
With national healthcare spending at near $4 trillion, the questions for Sylvia Burwell are significant and answers aren't easy to come by. Dr. Kavita Patel, who's also with the Brookings Institution, wants to know how HHS will evaluate the billions of dollars given to states to overhaul their Medicaid programs.
All of these states are putting big bets on taking the monies and doing something different. But how do we know if something different is working?
Dr. Stephen Safier, who runs the Montefiore Health System in New York, wonders whether hospitals with lots of poor patients should be treated the same and penalized the same as hospitals with more affluent patients.
I want to know how open the secretary is to exploring that and making change.
No matter who you talk to, Colorado-based insurer Steve Erkenbrecht says every question boils down to one thing.
Can you give us the flexibility to let us build systems that will create higher value, lower cost for consumers?
A question so pervasive, even a senator obsessed with scoring political points might ask it. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.